Well, tell me a little bit about how the box is doing. I mean, it's, you know, like I say, there's a great cacophony of things going on here. How's Gigamon doing?
We have done very well, and I can talk about it in terms of the just numbers, and then I can talk about it in terms of the changes that we have made in the industry. In terms of numbers, we have been shipping product now for a little less than 9 months. And we did our first million revenue in less than 6 months, and we did a second revenue, $7 million revenue, in less than 3 months. So today we're looking at we should be doing very well this year. What's nice about that is that we ship to about 35 customers, and there are the who's of who's who's in they're all name brand. We have customers in the government verticals. In many departments. We also sold to telecom. We have some major brand in telecom that have deployed our product. We've done very well in insurance. Insurance is that one place where all the monitoring needs comes together, because they're part of the medical establishment. So the HIPAA becomes important. They're a public company. Sarbanes-Oxley has been important. No, it's just insurance turned out to be a very, very strong vertical. We have customers in the
banking industry,
brokerage.
University exchange, yeah. Universities, research yeah. facilities,
yeah.
Manufacturing centers as well.
Right.
But oddly enough, there is no one vertical.
Yeah.
We seem to have an appeal that's general and across
right.
the board. So
right.
anybody with a reasonably important mission critical network
right.
needs to monitor, needs
right.
to do compliance and security. They need our tool.
So this company really took off, but in addition to that, I think what we have done is really have changed the industry standard. And I think this is the problem that has been around for probably 10, 15 years. It hasn't got to this point, but in terms of where it came about, it's really when the network went from a hub to a switch, when Cisco became a big vendor, that really came about. But it's been kind of bits and pieces. So In terms of the customer visit, we often find that they have solutions. Right? This is a real problem. They would come up with some solutions.
Some kind of a tactical solution may be incomplete but adequate for the moment.
Right.
This is the first time somebody has introduced a elegant, comprehensive solution for data access.
So one of the things that we have managed to do that I think all of us feel very, very happy is that we really have became the best practice. We have became the best practice in the hour band network monitoring. And I was joking that if we were to disappear from the face of Earth tomorrow, nobody's going back. No customers is going to go back to the old ways. I mean, in a way, you can think about a box as being a productivity tool. You can think about the life of the IT engineers, IT managers, that in the last, say 4 or 5 years, starting with 9/11, starting with all the government regulations that are imposed on them, they have lost a lot of productivity. I mean, these guys are really overworked because of all the demand for the monitoring. And you can think of this as an automation tool. This is really taking it to the next step, and now they gain the productivity. They regain the productivity. We're not going back. They're not going back.
Well, right? If we made a contribution to the industry, it's to establish a very economical way of performing out-of-band management of traffic flow to tools. We've achieved something that really, truthfully, had not existed before. And when we introduce our product to customers, they uniformly respond to it by saying, "Where have you guys been? You're solving a real problem out there that the tool guys haven't solved, that the switch guys haven't solved." We fit in that gap in between. And as such, we've kind of built ourselves a product niche and a demand base, so that now people are starting to talk about out-of-band monitoring fabrics and talk about data sockets. And that's where we have achieved something in the industry. And I think I'm very proud of that.
And the other thing that we have done that is surprising, we kind of felt that over time it would happen, but it's surprising to us how fast it has happened, is that we're actually embraced by the tool manufacturers. See, we ourselves is not a monitoring tool company, so we don't compete with them on a business model basis. But you would think that initially there was some resistance because we're maybe reducing the number of tools and so forth. But
They find that we solve real trouble that they have at their customer site. I go back to my first comment, where the question that I used to get when I was at a different company selling a tool was, "Where do I plug it in?" And these guys still don't have a really good answer.
Right.
We become that good answer. So our tool partners have come to us and said, let's go in together to my customer. You be the access. You be the where I plug it in. I'll take care of the intelligence and the monitoring.
Right.
And so we do that very profitably with them.
As much as we became the data socket for the customer, we're now the revenue socket for two partners, right? And also the other thing that they have learned is that we actually help them sell more tools.
We do.
In applications where, you know, one unnamed computer company that has to do with podcasting actually bought a product and their traffic grows 30% a quarter, nobody can keep up with that. And so we allows them to basically deploy multiple tools to basically
scale gracefully.
And the next step we're going to do is we're going to do 10 gig. We're going to be able to take 10 gig traffic from the core and distribute it to multiple 1 gig tools.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great talking with you, Tom Gallison and Denny Mew from Gigamon Systems. If people want to find out a little bit more, can they find you on the web?
Yeah, gigamon.com, gigamon.com.
Okay, well, thanks for being with us on the podcast today. It's been great talking with you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks.
How did we do?
Great.
You like the energy?